When I was growing up, on Easter Sunday morning, we would say, "He is risen." Of course, he is risen indeed. He is risen. There we go. That was not what Mary Magdalene expected. Mary went to the tomb, expecting, really, in a sense, to pay her respects and pray. They'd been waiting all through the Sabbath when they couldn't do these kinds of things. And she had forgotten or somehow not grasped, and not just her, but all the disciples, that Jesus had kept saying, "When I arise," and they just didn't get it. She did not expect to find him alive. She expected to find him in the tomb. Mary came out of a sense of devotion and love. And because she didn't expect to see Jesus, she didn't recognize him when he came before her. It was only when Jesus called her by name, Mary, that she recognized that he was standing there right in front of her. In Isaiah, we are told, "I have called you by name, and you are mine." And that is today what we are going to see in this baptism of Rhea, a naming and claiming that God does. God binding himself to Rhea forever in the same way that God bound himself to us in our baptism forever. In baptism, God makes us into new people. We are brought into the reality of Jesus' death and resurrection. Romans 6 says, we are buried with him in baptism into death, so that just as Jesus was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might have new life. In baptism, God makes us new people. We are ushered into a new reality of life with God. Today's epistle lesson says, we have died and our life is hidden with Christ in God. I've always found something really comforting about that idea of hiddenness. It has connotations to me of a kind of safety, of being held in God's embrace, whether or not I recognize it, whether or not it is apparent to me. Unfortunately, often we don't see it. We don't recognize it. Like Mary, we're oblivious to the presence of Jesus. So how do we come to see it, to recognize it? Jesus asked Mary, "Who are you looking for?" Who are we looking for? She was looking for Jesus. Do we look for Jesus in our lives? There's a certain part of Jesuit spirituality that talks about finding God in all things. But are we looking? Do we have our focus, our attention on what it is that God is doing in our lives from day to day? As we celebrate Easter today, we celebrate Jesus alive and as present to us as he was to Mary. In baptism, we celebrate that we have been ushered into a newness of life, a resurrection life that starts now and goes into eternity. And maybe in this Easter season, we are called to cultivate an expectation of finding Jesus in the whole of our lives. To know, not just to know mentally, but to observe and to see and to affirm and to point out how it is that God is at work in our lives. Sometimes, like Mary, we fail to recognize Jesus. And Jesus continues to call each of us by name. Jesus continues to affirm to each of us his steadfast love, which lasts forever. What do we expect today? What do we expect each day? Maybe we can cultivate that expectation and see the reality that God continues to be present to us and at work in our lives today and tomorrow and forever. Amen.